Back with Jason Barnson this morning from Tempest Resources. Jason, morning.
Morning, Andrew.
You've come
Pleasure to be
out.
here.
Good to be speaking. You've come out this week here with some 2023 exploration plans for the Elizabeth Gold Project. Just firstly, how's work on the updated resource for Elizabeth and Black Dome?
We're working away on the resource, just having some meetings just an hour or so ago with our consultants, doing the block model, targeting to finalize the Elizabeth resource end of this month. We're also working on Black Dome, so we're pushing hard to get that out as soon as possible with a target the end of the month, end of June.
And so, what's planned in terms of upcoming exploration at the project?
Well, this year we have a couple sort of prongs. We're starting off with a geological field study, which is going to focus on some of the targets, the regional brownfields targets outside of the immediate drilling area that we generated with our magnetometer and radiometric survey in 2021. So the guys are in the field right now doing taking rock chip samples and everything else. Then the beginning of July, we're moving to drilling. We had a 4,000 meter program, a little bit smaller than last year, but focusing on a number of key areas. Once we have that resource back, we'll do some infill drilling, but we want to expand further on that number nine vein where we had those fantastic results last year. And we're also adding in a new vein that's never been drilled, the Lisswinite vein. And that is a Lisswinite is a type of altered ultramafic, but in our case, it's subsequently been intersected by the gold mineralization. So there'd only been three historic holes in there, so we have more than 10 holes lined up on that. So again, the number of veins in the project continues to expand in scope.
And what's planned as far as some of the engineering studies?
Well, we have the plant study that we finished last year, but we're waiting till we have the updated resource prior to releasing that. So that'll look at both capital operating costs to bring that plant back online, how much time, what are the expansion options for that. And we're also looking at the other key component to the project infrastructure is the haul road, which joins the Elizabeth resource to the milling infrastructure and tailings infrastructure of Black Dome. So that was previously permitted by previous owners back in 2010. So we're revisiting that road, looking at the engineering design for that road, any cost updates to that. So really ticking another part of the PEA PFS sort of study that brings us closer to production.
Well, just on that, where would you like to see Tempest by the end of 2023?
Well, I think at end of 2023, we should have the resource bedded down. We'll know what that is. We'll have done a little bit of infill drilling. We'll be starting to work on the preliminary mine plans to really start tying this all together. And we should have a pretty good view what we need to do next, whether there's some more drilling required to flesh out the resource a little bit more. Or we're getting, sort of close to come. It depends on the numbers and the, categorization of the resource and where we're at. But I think it's going to be an exciting year. We have several of these milestone events happening.
Good to speak, Jason. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Andrew. Pleasure.